Garwin as the North Mahaska Warhawks take on Green Mountain Garwin. Another beautiful evening for some football. A little bit colder than last week. The sun is down a little bit more. Once again, it's out of that. Good thing Ed and I will not be staring into the sun this evening. Game time temperature is about, just below 60 degrees. Slight wind from the northeast. Garwin is announcing their starting lineups. The national anthem was sang beautifully just a few moments ago by some members of the high school here at Garwin. The North Mahaska Warhawks are warming up on the far sideline wearing their white jerseys as Garwin is wearing their home black uniform.
That's just an absolutely gorgeous night for football.
Safeties tonight are number 12,
the
senior Jacob Bortel.
He's got a light coat on, and should be a good night of football.
For the players, this has got to be about a perfect weather to play in.
It is.
A little bit chilly, but once you get moving and get running, you'll be breaking a sweat.
Exactly.
Well, as we look at what the current standings are around the area, District 7 is with the one with North Mahaska in it. And BGM Brooklyn is currently atop the district with a district record of 3-0 and an overall of 5-0. Colfax Fatal is right behind them in the district at 3-0 as well, but they do have one overall loss on the year. And then Montezuma and Linville Soli are tied at 2-1 each. Bell Plain and Iowa Valley to follow at 1-2. And GMG Garwin and North Mahaska find themselves 0-3 in the district with an uphill battle in front of them.
That just kind of, as we've commented all year, very, very tough district the Warhawks are in. That BGM at top, but they will do battle with Colfax Mingo. That'll be one heck of a battle coming up. I'm not sure what week that is, but 2 weeks ago the Warhawks played BGM, and they beat us. Yeah, like we just said last week, they were a good team, and we just got beat by a better team. And this GMG team we're going to play tonight, they played BGM last week, and I think they got beat by 20 more points than what we did. So, it should be a great game. Very, very winnable game the Warhawks are playing tonight.
Absolutely. You love to see them bounce back and jump on this opportunity to get in the district win column. Another challenge to do it on the road, though. Last week they were at home, and they came out of the gate strong on homecoming. This weekend it is GMG's homecoming, so you got to believe that those players and fans and coaches are ready to go for this one and gearing to get on the board as well in the district win column.
Could describe the feel a little bit to your folks at home. As we was riding up here, I was describing the field, and I don't know that you believe me, you know what I was saying, but on the north end zone, you go to kick the extra point or a field goal, you're actually going to kick the ball into a cornfield. And at the south end zone, you're going to kick it into a creek. But the field itself, it's a beautiful field. It's good shape.
Absolutely. On our way up, Ed was describing the field to me and to myself. I'm thinking, you know what, Ed? I'm not for sure. I've never seen one like that before. And what Ed said was spot on. Boy, if you're 10 yards past that end zone, you're in cornfield. And I think we're just lucky this evening that the local farmers have not decided that this field needs to be the next one to come out tonight.
I'm assuming there's some kind of arrangement for that not to happen. And I believe when they go to kick the extra point on the north end zone, some young boys or girls are going to run out in the field and out in the cornfield and actually watch where the ball lands in the field.
I think I would much rather field them on the north end zone than the south, though. It looks like there's some wooded areas and a creek off that south end zone, a lot closer than the cornfield.
Yeah.
On a cool night, I would not want to have to dive into that creek to get a ball.
But as we parked, we commented it's a nice, they got a nice school here, nice looking school, and
just under about 3 minutes to go here before the first half will kick off. Looks like players are warming up on both sides of the field, throwing a football around, doing some stretches. Officials are meeting in the center at the 50-yard line before they take the field and bring out the kickoff and kick return teams.
those of you at home were wanting to, thought you were going to be listening to Wendell Campbell tonight. Tonight as well as last week, Wendell was actually, he left last Saturday and he is in Alaska. Not sure if he's on assignment calling a game up in Alaska, but, no, that's not the case. But, yeah, he's, hope he's having a good time up there.
Yeah, I think I talked to him a little bit earlier this week. He said he listened to us last week and really enjoyed it. So we hope that that you guys felt the same as him. He's up there, and he said it's not dark 20 hours of the day. So he said that is that's a good thing. I think that would really mess with my schedule.
Definitely.
But I believe he actually has cell coverage up there, which really surprised me. I was unsure what to expect in almost all different parts of the United States, and he's able to stay in touch.
Good deal.
Captains for the Wolverines tonight include Austin Rico, Lane Guster, and Jacob Burt.
It looks like captains are walking out to the field to shake hands with each other. Each team has sent three. The Mahaska Warhawks have chosen to send number 12, Jacob Bortel. It looked like number 51 was out there, Colton Davis.
And 23, Madison Fawcett, the three seniors on the team.
And it looks like the Garwin Green Mountain football team has decided to receive to the first half. So that means the Warhawks will kick off and have a chance to get the first three and out of the game on defense.
Andrew Hauser, Madison Foster, and Colton Davis.
You're talking about there's only three seniors on this team, but coming next year, they will be sorely missed. Last week's game, as heard, let's do it, Jacob Bortel had, I believe it's 277 yards rushing last week. This is an amazing night Jacob had. The line and the rest of the players opened up holes for him, and Jacob found them holes and just good running.
Ed and I both commented about halftime last week. We did not have any stats in front of us, but we each said that over 150 yards at the first half was not out of the question at all, and I would say he got that and a whole lot more in the second half as well.
Yeah, the Warhawks were able to move the ball, just could not get it in the end zone last week. Penalties, faults, and drives, or maybe, you know, rather than first and tens, first and twenties, just, but they were able to move the ball.
Here, as the clock just winds down and has expired before the first half will kick off, North Mahaska is set to kick off from the 40-yard line. Two deep backs for the GMG, standing at about their own 14-yard line. And North Mahaska kicks off, and it is fielded around the 30-yard line by one of the up backs and taken forward to about the 45 of GMT.
I think number 13, Trey Jimenez for the Warhawks, is in the tackle there. Okay.
So as the offense and the defense take the field, 5 seconds have ticked off, and we are at first and 10. GMG has the ball at their own 45-yard line. And it looks like they'll line up in shotgun formation with Scripps off to the right and a single receiver off to the left, the running back to the quarterback's left. Motions one of the slot receivers over to the left, and he takes the snap, fakes it to his left, and he looks back to his right. Looks like he tried to hit his receiver, number 83, on a slant. Looked like it was broken up well by number 12.
Yep, Jacob O'Taylor on the coverage, and Jacob batted the ball down. Excellent coverage.
The quarterback for GMG is number 7, Jacob Burt, and it looked like his intended receiver on the play was number 83, Levi Duden.
Yeah, it's a little different look on defense tonight, Dave. There's some new players playing us in different positions.
This time GMG lines up under center, and it's a handoff to the right side off the guard, and he cuts it back, and this is number 21 for GMG, and he's going to take that a long ways down the left side. Touchdown GMG, a 55-yard touchdown run on 2nd and 10 by number 21, Brock Baldazzo. And he is a freshman.
He is a freshman.
That is a very impressive run for a freshman on the varsity level field. So after the Warhawks stop him on first down, it looks like the GMG found a big hole and took it off on the left side off to the races. The point after attempt is held by number 7, the quarterback, and it will be kicked by number 8, Garrett Roth. the snap and the hold.
Dennis' kick is no good, but just like that, the Wolverines lead 6-0.
The kick, no good. So GMG strikes first. We'll be getting a little jitters out here this evening for the North Mahaska Warhawks.
This is the homecoming game or homecoming week for GMG. So,
gotta believe that they came ready.
Usually at homecoming, you get a little more excitement or motivation. Hopefully, that won't last for the whole game. But see what the Warhawks can do here on offense when they receive.
So here with 11 minutes and 37 seconds left in the first quarter, GMG 6, North Mahaska Warhawks 0.
As we were talking, I said the Warhawks had a few new faces on defense. Wasn't expecting the next play to score. Didn't get time to actually call some of the names. But their number 9, Carson Scaggio, or not Carson, that's their older brother. I apologize for that. I'm going to look at my Jared Scaggio. There we go. Jared was playing corner here on the near side of the field tonight. But Jared gets the start as a freshman.
So as GMG sets to kick it off to the Warhawks. Warhawks have a couple of deep backs and number 12 Jacob Bortel and number 23 back around their own 10 or 11 yard line of the field. The kickoff is run out of bounds by number 23 Madison Fawcett. He never grabbed a hold of it. He just let it roll out as a smart play as that kickoff was headed right into the corner. So with that, the GMG will be charged a penalty, and the ball will be spotted at good field position to start for the Warhawks.
I was going to say a 35, but I am wrong on that. It must be up on the 45.
Actually, it looks like North Mahaska has declined the penalty.
I see.
And has told GMG to re-kick. So maybe they have a play set or expecting a big run back here. So with that penalty, it will move the kickoff back to the GMG 35-yard line, and we'll do it again.
I'm not going to call something again until I know for sure what I'm calling.
Typically, you just kind of take that penalty and go with your offense, but we'll see what North Mahaska has in mind. The kick is fueled by left up back, number 22, and he's trying to find some room off the right side. And it looks like he has found, he's made a couple of tackles miss, and he's up past the 50-yard line for the Warhawks into GMG territory right off the kickoff.
Cole Spolster on the return, and that was a wise choice by the Warhawks.
That return paid off very well for them. So great starting field position here on the 47-yard line of GMG. The Warhawk offense jogs up to the line. Quarterback, number 28, Brandon Fletcher under center. Two running backs set behind him. Takes the snap, and it's a pitch off to the left. Jacob Bortel takes in. He has a little bit of room off the edge. And he's finally tackled by number 83 of GMG.
And Jacob followed the block of Cole Spolster there. Cole did a great job of blocking downfield. And excellent. Excellent gain on the play.
So they ran that toss sweep to the wide side of the field, and Bortel and a couple of blockers were able to get about 8 yards on the play. So here they are. They find themselves on the left hash at about the 38-yard line of GMG. Same formation, a couple running backs behind the quarterback under center, and the snap is to give to the up back, the fullback. And he'll take it forward for a couple yards, close to a first down.
Cole Spolster on the carry there for a couple yards.
Looks like the ball is on the 38-yard line.
Gain of a yard, so we'll have 31 for the Warhawks as they make some offensive substitutions.
Third and about a half a yard.
The huddle up is 10 minutes and 20 seconds just passes here in the first quarter. They line up with three running backs directly behind the quarterback under center, and they give it to the deep back Bortel off the left side right behind the tackle and a couple lead blockers. and he got just enough for a first down and maybe even a yard to spare.
Yeah, Jacob was talking about number 46, Connor Stonewall, but not until after he crossed the yardage marker. I'm going to have trouble calling GMG's numbers tonight.
Some of the blue numbers on the black uniforms are kind of hard to spot.
I did not bring my glasses with me. I probably should have done that. I apologize. I can see the Warhawks numbers just fine, though.
So here is Fletcher under center again. And he rolls out to his right. He has a little bit of space. And he finds number 23 open in the flat. And it looks like that'll be good enough for a first down, almost a 15-yard gain there.
Yeah, Fleener to Fawcett for first down. Well designed and executed play.
That was a great play. Similar to that toss sweep, they ran that roll out to the wide side of the field, gave the quarterback some space and time to run. And that'll be a first down at the GMG 21-yard line. Cleveland under center, a couple receivers split out to the left and two backs behind him. They'll run the toss sweep to Bortel off the left side, and he has some space to the wide side of the field before he is finally drug out of bounds by, looks like, number 24.
Yeah, Blaze Cole, tackle
of GMG, but not before Bortel picks up the North Mahaska first down. So they'll have first and goal here from about the 6-yard line. 9 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. North Mahaska making a couple of offensive substitutions. I don't think GMG has substituted any defenders on this,
I don't believe so.
On this possession.
So
number 28, quarterback Fleener, lines up under center. Three running backs stacked behind him. They give it to the deep back Bortel, and he takes it off left guard. And he is into the end zone for a touchdown.
Yep.
So that was a very good drive by North Mahaska to come back after that, the deep run by GMG to soar right down the field and punch it in.
Yeah, GMG scored on one long run, but Warhawks very consistently moved the ball downfield. They got to feel good about themselves. They were able to open up holes easily, and looks like he's going to be eating the ball there tonight.
They had a very methodical drive there, about 5 to 8, even 15 yards on a couple plays that sent him right down. And they will kick the extra point. Snap is a little high, but the hold is brought down. Number two is the kicker, Jacob Munson. But he missed the extra point. So here we are, knotted at 6. 8 minutes and 55 seconds left here in the first quarter.
And Jack had plenty of height on that kick, just to be outside the upright.
That was a pretty nice shot by the holder. I did not catch who that was to bring that height snap down and get it down to give its kicker the best chance to knock that one through. So as each team has had a possession thus far in the game, each team has scored a touchdown and missed the extra point.
Some of the Warhawks, as you're preparing to kick off, some of the Warhawks in the game, we've got number 15, Ben Sherburn, 21, Ryan Donsler, 36, Gage Van Gore, Mullenberg's in there, Stoggio.
And North Mahaska kicks off, and it's fielded by number 24 of GMG around the 25-yard line, and he takes it forward to about the 35, right up the center of the field.
Talk about a couple of Warhawks, weren't able to get the number on any of them, but more than one in on top of that. So see what the Warhawks can do this time on defense. You know they heard about it on the sideline that we can't let them have that big run like that. See what adjustments they made.
Yep, and sometimes it takes a little tweak and it'll make the world of difference. So here comes GMG out of the huddle. Quarterback number 7 under center, a couple receivers split out to his right. An offset fullback and a deep back, and to give it to the fullback on a trap the other way.
For a nice game.
Brett Fleener in on the tackle, a couple other Warhawks as well.
Not
after a nice
Head
game.
Down and knocked down by Fawcett.
Fawcett on the tackle as well.
So with that first play, GMG will take the ball to about the 43-yard line, bringing up second and three. Same formation as last time. Quarterback under center, and he pitches it off to the right. Number 21, the running back.
Nice tackle by Jacob Ortell. Pulling down one arm.
That was a very nice open
wow.
tackle.
I thought the runner was going to cut to the inside, and Jacob was going to miss him, but he reached out, and he just pulled him straight down. That's good tackle.
It's very important to stay on the backside hip when you're trailing a running back like that in the open field, and number 12, Ortell, did exactly that.
That shows some strength to be able to do that. Keep working, stopping here on third and probably one, it looks like.
So third and one brings up for GMG, and we'll see if the Warhawks can get a big stop here on defense. The play is whistled dead by the far line judge, and we'll see what the call is. Looks to be a false start on GMG.
The procedure call against the Wolverine. Ball back here.
So that'll give the Warhawks a little bit more breathing room to see if they can get a stop here on third down. Third and six, ball at about the 40-yard line. GMG needs to get to their own 46 for a fresh set of downs. 7 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. All knotted up at six. Quarterback under center. Couple receivers split out to the right. The pitch is off to the left. Number 21 fields it.
Wow, Madison Fawcett just ran him down, and he tackled him. Good
23, Madison Fawcett, another great open field tackle just on the other side of the field.
Madison stepped that play out. He saw him. He knew where he was going. He ran him down. Great job.
By number 23,
so they gained about two and a half yards on the play, but that'll bring up fourth and three for GMG as they line up in punt formation. Number 12, Bortella, is deep from North Mahaska. Number 8, the kicker, is also the punter for GMG. And he's lined up at about his own 30-yard line. Somewhat of a high snap, but brought down. And a pretty good spiraling punt to Bortella signals for a fair catch.
Broke with a nice punt. Down by...
Connected Bob with the catch, but he was able to jump back on the ball.
Initially misjudged it, but it looked like a GMG defender fell down and gave him time to recover that. So a pretty good punt by GMG to flip the field position a little bit for the Warhawks. They will take over on their own 26-yard line. They start on the towards the right side of the field. They line up with Fleener, 28, quarterback under center. Two receivers split out to the right. Two running backs lined up behind him. And they give it to number 12, Bortell, off the left tackle. Looks like he made it through the line and made the first couple guys miss before finally being dragged down.
Good hard running.
Looks like Brendan Barnes might have been there at the
stop. So a pickup of about 7 yards for North Mahaska on first down brings up a second and three. Line up with a couple split ends and two running backs behind the quarterback. And it's a give to the fullback, number 22, up the middle. Looks like he has enough for the first down, but a flag came flying in during the run.
Looks like the Warhawks got enough.
Very
distance
coming back.
The flag on the play. Broke and burnt with some nice popping on that.
Probably what the Warhawks wanted.
A holding call.
Kind of like last week. We were able to move the ball, we're going to get a penalty, and it moves back, and then that would just... Sometimes follow drive. Hopefully it doesn't happen tonight.
Hopefully this time they can overcome that penalty and keep this drive moving. So that will back the Warhawks up to their own 25-yard line.
Second and 11.
Which brings up a second and 11. Line up with a couple split ends and two running backs behind the quarterback under center. It's a fake to Bortell to the left and the quarterback rolling out to the right. And he has a little bit of space to run, and it looks like he'll take advantage of that and scoot out of bounds right around the 35-yard line.
And he wisely ran out of bounds to avoid that hit. There's a couple Garwin players or GMG players who eyed him, and he smartly just stepped out of bounds.
There were a handful of them in hot pursuit. So pick up of 10 yards there by the quarterback on the rollout. Looked like it was designed pass, but he decided to tuck it and get what he could. So that's a great pickup on second and long, which brings up about third and two for the Warhawks. Three running backs behind the quarterback, and they give it to Bartell, the deep back. He takes it off the left tackle.
That's going to be close.
It appears from here it's a first down, and there's the signal by the official.
First down, North
Mahaska. Well, look, there's too much on that play, but Jacob was able to pick up enough to a first down.
So that gives the Warhawks a little bit more breathing room away from their own end zone as they line up at the 38-yard line. A split end, two split ends off to the right. Two running backs lined up behind the quarterback. Motion over to the left, and it looks like it'll be a toss sweep off to the left. Some pretty good blocking up front.
Another carried by Bortel.
Looks like Bortel picked up about 4 to 5 yards, but again, a flag came flying.
There are actually two flags out there in the field. Once again, I believe this ball's going back. Yep,
holding
the Warhawks.
North Mahaska.
So another holding penalty. He'll set up another long yardage for the Warhawks here on their second possession this evening.
Back to the 28-yard line. First and 20.
So that will set up first and 20 here for the Warhawks. Ball spotted at their own 28-yard line. They line up two split end receivers off to the right. Swainer under center and two backs behind him. It's a pitch off to the right. Bortel takes it, and he has the penalty yardage back and more. There's a flag thrown when he was tackled out of bounds, and it looked like there was a flag thrown maybe as he rounded the corner there.
I think we had blocking in the back by the Warhawks. I think Cole Spolster might have not to pick out Cole, but I believe he...
So as we await the call from the officials, it looked like he got about 16 or 17 yards on the carry. We will see what the penalties do to the play. Looked like one of the penalties was a late foul hit on Bortel out of bounds. And the other one looked to be an illegal block during the run.
I believe it would be offsetting penalties possibly, but...
As the referee gets set in the middle of the field, we should get the call here shortly. Looks like a block in the back on the Warhawks during the run. And after the play, there was a personal foul late hit on GMG.
We have two fouls on the play, a block in the back against the...
I'm not sure I understand what the official is.
The personal foul against the Wolverines.
So, with all of that...
So now the ball is on the 43-yard line, first and 5, North Mahaska.
North Mahaska gets a fresh set of downs.
I'll let you call that one.
First and 5. I think what happened was they enforced the block in the back penalty, and then with the late foul, late hit, that is a dead ball foul.
Okay,
that was
there
enforced
you're
from
right.
The spot of the final play. So that's... Get them first and 5, so it ended up working out okay after that first and long North Mahaska face. And the next play is a toss sweep off to the left for Bortel once again.
Carried by Bortel, and he meets Mr.
Newton. He's number 83 by
on the 46.
GMG on the tackle. He was not going to let Jacob.
He's made a yard more tackles this evening on those toss sweeps this way. So Bortel picks up about 3 yards on first and 5. Ball at the North Mahaska 46-yard line. Time on the field as a chin strap has come unhooked. Equipment malfunction, if
yep.
you will.
sitting at home watching NFL and all these the GMG uniforms remind me an awful lot of the Baltimore Ravens uniforms.
I would agree with that. Absolutely.
On.
All those, the black pants and the black tops with the blue letters. So North Massa lines up with three running backs behind the quarterback, and the give is to number 23, the fullback off the right side. It looked like he had picked up enough for the first down and a few yards more.
Grant Fleeter had a nice fake there on that. Well, he handed the ball off, and he continued
to fake off to the sweep on the left, and that looked like he got enough people moving on the defense to create a nice hole on that right side.
Good job of acting there, my Grant.
So first and 10 for the Warhawks as they just entered GMG territory on the 49-yard line. It's a toss sweep off to the right to Bartell, and he's got number 22, a lead blocker, in front of him, and he will clear some space as Bartell picks up a lot of yards off on the right. Well, you know you're getting a good yardage when your lead blocker doesn't have anybody to touch for the first 15 yards.
Yep. I think the speed of Bartell shows there on the outside. He's I think that's going to be open tonight.
So with the big run there, about 24 yards by Bartell, all the way down to the 25-yard line at GMG. They line up with two backs behind the quarterback under center. And they give it to the fullback straight up the gut, number 22.
Everybody,
it looks like he'll pick up about a yard.
Hard running by Cole.
Baldazzo with another stop.
Keep the defense honest and make sure that they don't spread out too much to try to stop that top sweep to the outside and run something up the gut. Just about a minute and a half left here in the first quarter. Game is still tied at 6 for North Mahaska and GMG. Second and 7 here for the Warhawks as they look to punch in another touchdown. They give it to the deep back Bartell, and he takes off left tackle. And he, once again, got quite a few yards on that play. Looks to be enough for another first down.
Jake Bovenmeyer with a nice little pop there.
Number 12
is fourth
down.
So Bartell with that off-tackle run on the left side that appeared to be working last week, and why fix what is what's working?
Yep. Good job by the line for opening holes for Jacob.
So here they are. First and 10 on the 11-yard line. They give it to Bartell off the right side. Looks like he made the first tackle and missed.
For Mr. Bartell.
And he ended up getting about a yard or two on the play.
Stopped at the 9-yard line.
He's got less than a player hobbling out there.
Quarter break will announce the winners of our Mr. Football contest.
He's back him off field.
Looks like GMG making a substitution.
That's number 33, I believe.
It's like number 33 is jogging off the field. Twenty seconds left here in the opening quarter as North Mahaska has a second and 8 on their own 9. So they will have, if they need it, they will have another first and goal opportunity if they get to the 1. They give it to Bartell on a toss off to the left, and it does not look like they will need that opportunity.
Jacob Bartell, the senior. We have a flag on the play, we believe.
And there's a flag tossed down as it looks like he went out, about the 1-yard line.
Near the goal line.
So the officials discuss where the spot of the ball will be, where he went out of bounds, and where the flag occurred. We'll get the call here shortly. The clock is stopped with 5.9 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Jacob is falling the block at 22, Phil Schuster over there.
Appear to be another GMG defensive player limping off the field on that play.
Going to be a holding call against North Mahaska.
Looks like a holding call close to the end of the run up where Bartell went out of bounds. So as the refs walk off that penalty, the Warhawks will have the ball about the 10-yard line.
second down and about 9 yards to go with just under 6 seconds.
And it will be second and nine to go, so they still do have that opportunity if they need it at the 1 yard line to get a fresh set of downs as they try to punch it in the end zone. The refs will get together and discuss one or two more items here before they blow the whistle for play to resume. I think what they got together to discuss was that it should be a first down. The chain gain just flipped over the 2 to a 1. So there's the signal from the official that play is good to go as the Warhawk offense jogs up to the line of scrimmage. Line up with two running backs behind the quarterback. Cleaner under center, and he motions number 23 across the line. He fakes to Bortel, and he'll roll out to the right, and it looks like he has a receiver in the end zone for a touchdown. Well, that was a nice drawn-up play right there.
It was. Cole Rosenthal wide open in the end zone. Great throw by Fleener. Good job of blocking as well for the line to give Fleener time to throw the ball.
Absolutely. You get him rolling out a little bit, and that creates some space and gives the line and some running backs the ability to help block and hold for him, and that was a great play.
Some of them guys on the line, 62, Mason Mendoncer, 77, Sherburn, Colton Davis. Don't always get to mention all them names, but they're doing a great job.
They are, as they march down, and Warhawks score another touchdown as they line up for the point after. Number two, he is set. And there is the point after, and this time it is good.
At the end of the first quarter, North
Mahaska. We'll call Reese Strasser, he's on the line too. Good job by the Warhawks.
So it was the first quarter as it expired. The last play occurred as the clock was winding out. The Warhawks punch in the end zone, and that makes the score 13-6. So you got to think a successful first quarter for the Warhawks.
Yeah, minus that one play where GMG had a long run. Warhawks.
The defense came right back after that possession and got a big stop and gave their offense a chance to take the lead.
Their financial goal of exceeding $600. Sassy Gal brought in $635. Thank you from the bottom of our dancing hearts. This year, the Mr. Football winners are in third place, Colton Hartwell, sponsored by dancer Emily McDowell. She raised $99.64. Our second place winner for Mr. Football, Blaine Custer. Blaine was sponsored by dancer Jason Sorum. She raised $140.
Well, there's a stop about something about football at night. Seeing lights, Friday night lights. Friday night lights out there with the lights shining on their helmets. The helmets shining and
it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah. 3 weeks of the 23rd during senior night against Colbass Bingo. Thank you, ladies, and all to the coaches, Angie Fawson.
So as each team had a little bit of time to regroup, the Warhawks are set to kick off. It looks like they'll kick off in the left hash, and they'll kick it towards the left side of the field. And it's hard to tell because that's the far side of who dragged that GMG ball carrier out of bounds. But GMG returned it to about the 35-yard line.
Jacob Santel, the Warhawk, kicking the ball tonight.
So with the quarter changing, they flip sides, and we will see GMG see if they can work the opposite way of the field and have a little bit more success tonight. The Warhawk defense is set and ready. GMG looks to break the huddle as they line up with two receivers split out to the right. Quarterback number 7 under center, and two backs behind him. And he fakes the play-action handoff, and he rolls out to his left, and he's being chased by number 53 of the Warhawks out of bounds.
Reese Strasser on a pursuit for the Warhawks.
Looks like that was originally supposed to be a pass play, but it appeared to be pretty good coverage downfield. Probably a wise decision to scoot out of bounds and gain the 3 yards that he can. So that brings up about 2nd and 7. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line of GMG. They line up in the same formation as last time. Two receivers split out to the wide side of the field. Two running backs find the quarterback under center. He takes the snap, and the play is blown dead. A flag coming from the line judge here on the near side of the field. Looks to be a false start on GMG, which will back him up.
Motion call against the Wolverines.
The Warhawks haven't called yet tonight. These guys are on the defensive line. Got about 72, Trey Byers, 78, Chance Parrish. We got Colton Davis there on the line, Mason Madonser.
So GMG takes over here on second and long, and they give it to the running back out of, over the left side.
Hard run.
He's wrapped up by Madison Fawcett.
Knocked down by another 20.
That was the number 32 for GMG, run off the left side. Darren Anderson, Jr. So here GMG has third and three. Throwing 42-yard line. They have to get to the 45 for a first down. The ball is set on the left hash, and they line up two receivers split out to the wide side. And two running backs behind the quarterback. And they give it to the deep back right off the left side. It looks like he stopped short.
He stopped short.
Looks like number 53 and number 40 went on the tackle there for the Warhawks.
Dylan Shipley, a sophomore.
On a yard short.
That was a nice job by both those players to fill that gap and wrap up and take the runner down. So here on fourth and one, the ball is at the 44-yard line of GMG, and they're huddling up. It appears that they will go for it. Right around midfield, typically an area that a lot of teams take a chance to see if they can get a yard. As they line up with one receiver split out each side, two running backs behind the quarterback, under center, and it's a pitch out to the right. And number 32 has the first down and about 10 yards more.
He's talking about number 9, Stagio. Jarrett Stagio.
So a big pickup on fourth and one.
I didn't necessarily agree with that call by the coach, but it worked well.
It paid off this time, or maybe next time the dice won't quite fall that way.
I was going to say for the Warhawks to sit tight, but maybe try to be drawn off sides, but they went on ahead and ran the play. Well, execute play.
So with that big run, GMG is now into Warhawk territory, about the 44-yard line. Line up one receiver split out each side. And it's a toss off to the left, the wide side of the field. And that is a great job by number 23 to get off the block and come up and tackle that ball carrier.
Madison Fawcett to tackle it for a loss.
Knocked down by number 23.
I've called Madison's name a few times tonight already. He's doing like a man possessed out there.
So that's a 1 yard loss. Brings up second and 11. Ball at the 45-yard line of the Warhawks as they line up for their second and long. One receiver split out to each side of the field. Two running backs set behind the quarterback. He takes the snap and it's a give off to the left side behind the tackle.
Good hard hit down there tonight.
Once again, quite a few Warhawks in on that tackle.
Four or five Warhawks there. Not sure who made the initial hit, but they good team tackle.
Looks like 53 and 40, and once again, number 23 in on that tackle. So the running back last few plays for GMG is the number 32. He found a couple of yards there as it lines up for third and eight as we approach 8 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the second quarter. The Warhawks currently have a touchdown lead at 13-6. The GMG quarterback aligning his players, and he's got two receivers split out to the right. And they give it to the running back off the left side behind the guard again. It looks like he'll pick up about 3 yards.
Positive gain. Stopped by Shipley.
So the ball spotted at the 40-yard line of the North Mahaska Warhawks, and GMG once again lines up as if they'll go for it on fourth down.
Yep.
Ball is set on the left hash. Two receivers split out to the right. quarterback number 7 for GMG in the shotgun. Running back set to his left and one to his right. Kind of looks like he was doing a hard count there to see if they could draw the Warhawks offside. And it looks like it will be a delay game call on GMG. With that penalty, it backs them up to 4th and long. Based on what GMG is doing now, I'm not for sure that that was a planned penalty. It appears that they're going for it on 4th and 11 with the ball spotted about the 45-yard line, and they have to get to the Warhawk 34 to keep the drive alive. I thought that was a hard count to try to get them to go offsides, and they'd punt it, but it appears that they will go for it. Out of the shotgun, 2 receivers split out to each side. The quarterback kind of looks like a post route intended for number 46 of GMG.
Yeah, number 27, Strasser in on the coverage.
The quarterback number 7, Burt, for GMG, had his pass intended for Connor Stonewall, but they couldn't quite connect.
Tyler Strasser, great coverage there. Looked like the receiver was open, but Tyler knocked the ball down.
So, after that play, the North Madison Warhawks will take over at their own 45-yard line. Flainer under center and 2 receivers split off to his left, the wide side of the field, 2 running backs behind him. The toss is to Bortel off the left side, and he finds some good space there. Lots of green.
Ball on the 44-yard line. It's a Warhawks first down. Levi Newton with a good pop, and we have a little over 7 minutes to go before halftime.
Jacob was running the ball there to the left, following Cole Spoolster, and Cole had nobody to block, so Cole just turned around, and there was a GMG player headed towards him, and Cole made a nice hit on him.
So with that big first down run, it brings up 1st and 10, as the Warhawks are in GMG territory, about the 44-yard line. They line up with 3 deep backs behind the quarterback, and they give us to the fullback, and he plows forward for about a yard and a half, maybe 2.
So going back to that last play about Cole blocking, he can't find somebody. You know, always try to find somebody to block. And, but nothing else might intimidate him in the future. Find somebody to hit.
So the Warhawks will continue to drive with 3 running backs set behind the quarterback. And it's a toss off to the right. And Bortel finds a little bit of space, but maybe just got more back to the line of scrimmage.
He was tackled by number 33. For the, we call him GMG on their mascot is the Wolverines. So I'm going to call him the Wolverines for the rest of the night.
Down by the ambulance in the south end zone area.
So that brings up 3rd and long for the Warhawks. There's 6 minutes here left to go, and the second quarter ticks off. And there are 2 receivers split off to the right. And Cleaner's under center, and he's going to fake the handoff to the left. And he looks back to pass. And the pass was intended for number 47, kind of running a flag route to the wide side of the field, and they couldn't quite connect.
Wow, that was a nice throw by Brent, but he just added just over, man, a couple yards. Overthrew.
Looks like the receiver had a couple steps on the defender.
Yep. I said, Warhawks have to come back to that play tonight.
So that brings up 4th and 9 for the Warhawks. Ball spotted about the 42-yard line. Quarterback under center. A receiver split out to each side. We give it to the fullback. Number 22. It looks like one of the Wolverines linemen sniffed out that play.
Yep. Not much gain there in that play.
That's
going to
be a change
on possession. Let's see if we can do on defense now.
So each team with a turnover on down from their last possession, both around the midfield area.
And we're actually the ball back to the Wolverines, about the same marker where the Wolverines get the ball back to the Warhawks.
So So the Wolverines line up in shotgun formation, two receivers to the right and two running backs, one on each side. And the give is off to the left.
Oh, dancing around and did a couple.
It looked like number 72 of the Warhawks found himself in the backfield, but couldn't quite wrap up the running back.
Yep. He slowed the runner down just enough that...
They
slowed down just enough that a Warhawk pulled up and make tackle.
Still got time to go to Cake Raffle. Remember, $1 buys you three shots. And we'll announce those winners at halftime.
With 5 minutes and 20 seconds left, you're the... Officials have blown the clock dead as we have an official timeout as the Warhawk player is down on the field.
We'll also have our 2015 homecoming tour right off the bat and our great head band to entertain us. All of halftime in a little over 5 minutes.
So as the Warhawk coaches and staff sends the player down and gives a little bit of time for the teams to regroup.
I think it was number 51, Colton Davis is down. He's now sitting up and back up on his feet.
That's number 51, Colton Davis, walking off.
Good to see him walking off and jogging off under his own power.
Yep.
So the Wolverines of GMG jog up to the line of scrimmage, about the 45-yard line. There's their quarterback, number 7, set back in the shotgun, the running back to his right. Three receivers split off to the right and one off to the left. He'll take the snap and roll out to the right, the wide side of the field. He's looking for somewhere to find, looking for a receiver to find.
He is met by Reese Strasser. Wow.
Quarterback made the first couple tacklers miss, but did not avoid that hit by Strasser.
Strasser with the hit. First up, and it's third and one.
Third and one here as the Wolverines have just entered Warhawk territory with the ball spotted about the 48-yard line. Quarterback number 7 lines up under center. Two running backs behind him. Two receivers split out to the right. It's a give to the tailback off the left side.
Anderson kicks in the first down over the left side.
And that's a first down by number 32, Anderson of the Wolverines.
We're 54, Dylan Comstock, and a tackle for Warhawks, but not before we got the first down.
The Wolverine first down, the football is on the 44-yard line.
Brings up first and 10 here for the Wolverines, 44-yard line. About 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in this half to go. They line up with one receiver split out on each side, two running backs behind the quarterback. And it's a toss off to the left. Number 32 looks for some space, and he makes a nice cutback to gain some yards.
Picked up by Tyler Shuttleworth, the top of our...
Got Trey Byer and Shuttleworth in on tackle there. Jacob Bertel cut the outside off, and he just cut in the inside and was able to gain some yards.
So that brings up second and 3 for the Wolverines. As they line up in the same formation, one receiver on each side and two backs. The give is to the back straight off the guard, and he is met by number 12, Bertel of the Warhawk.
I heard that one up here.
Wow, that was a pop.
It's going to be close.
That was a pop, and it seemed a little bit louder just because it was on a cool and crisp night. So the runner of the Wolverines is close to a first down, but they are third and 1 yard.
See if we watch the hole. I'm assuming that if they don't get the first down, they'd go for it on fourth down as they have in the past.
So here they are. They fake it off to the right. And it's a give to the fullback on a counter the other way. And it looks like he has enough for a Wolverine first down. Picked up about 2 yards on the play.
Trey Byer on the tackle.
Assisted by Reese Strasser. The Wolverine first down. ball is at the 32-yard line.
Ball's at the 32 of the Warhawks. As the Wolverines jog up and get set, the quarterback under center, two running backs behind him. And it's a give off the left side again behind the tackle.
Darren with another nice.
It looked like he was gang tackled by the Warhawks once again.
What? Strasser and Shipley. Fleener in on the tackle.
But Anderson gets about seven again.
Wolverines are.
Second and three.
They're marching the ball right down the field this possession. The ball spotted at the 25-yard line. 2 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. And it's a give off the left side.
Anderson with another good run for the first down.
Anderson on the carry for the Wolverines.
So that's good for a Wolverine first down. Ball spotted at the 20-yard line of the Warhawks. Two running backs find the quarterback. The receiver split out to each side. The ball's on the left hash, and it's a give to the running back again off the left side.
Around the left side
and he gets around the edge and makes one tackle or miss and finds the end zone.
Yep. Look up a series. The Warhawks pretty much top Wolverines down, but this series here, Wolverines must have found something. They were moved the ball right down the field.
So about a 20-yard touchdown run there for the Wolverines, and it looks like they will line up to go for two here. Quarterback number seven under center, two running backs behind him, a receiver split out to each side as the Warhawk defense looks to get set. And they give it to number 32, right up the gut.
Stopped short.
But it looked like he was stopped short. Great stop there by the Warhawks to not give up the lead.
35 before half. North Mahaska, 13. GMG, 12. We have an injured player down.
Looks like there's another player down. Minute 35 left here in the second quarter, and the staff and coaches of the Warhawks jog out. So it looks like there's still an injured Warhawk down on the field. Can't make out a number from here, but it looks like he's being helped off the field by a couple of his teammates. It almost looks like number 51, maybe.
I cannot see. It's 51 Colton Davis.
51 Colton Davis, the senior. Being helped off the field, it almost looks like an ankle or a knee injury.
Nice job.
when something like this happens, you always feel for the fear for the worst and hope for the best. As he gets a nice hand, as he jogs off the field, being helped by some of the trainers and staff over there on the Warhawks sideline. So after the brief pause in the action, a minute and 35 remains here in the second quarter. The score is 13-12. The Warhawks are up on the Wolverines of GMG as GMG gets set to kick, and they kick it right to number, looks like 35 of the Warhawks, as he looks for a little bit of space on the right side of the field, and he returns it to about the 37-yard line.
And that was number 35, Luke Groves, with the return.
Number 35, Luke Groves for the return. A freshman there, so good to see him get some action. So the Warhawks will take over with a minute 28 remaining here in the second quarter. First and 10 on their own 38-yard line. They have all three timeouts remaining, so with time being a little bit of a factor here. They get set with two backs behind the quarterback, and it's a pitch off to the left to Bortel. And he stretches and lunges forward for about 4 yards.
Yeah, just a little minute before halftime, I was just wondering, you know, how much do you push it? Do you, you're short on time, do you throw the ball downfield, do you just hand the ball off and see what you got, and if you don't have nothing, go in the locker room.
So with a minute left here, the Warhawks chose not to use a timeout in that situation as they line up at about the 42-yard line, second and 6. Couple backs behind the quarterback, and it's a toss off to the right from the wide side of the field, and Bortel finds some space to run. It looks like he ran right over one of the defenders for the Wolverines and fell out of bounds around the 44-yard line of the Wolverines. So a big pickup there on second down.
The player he ran over is kind of a... Man, I just got met by a truck.
It's the first down, and we have a timeout on the field.
So there's a Warhawk timeout with 42 seconds left here in the second quarter as they enter Wolverine territory. They look to get a plan of attack to possibly get some points on the board.
Follow that up with our next step in by Professor Dan Lasaska. And we'll announce our winners of our third kickoff. That's all at halftime tonight, under a minute away.
Each team has had a couple nice drives this evening. Each has had a turnover on downs around the midfield area. And I believe the Warhawks will receive the ball to start the second half.
They will, yep.
GMG decided to receive on the opening kick. So I wonder if that's playing a role and playing a part into the decision-making here on the Warhawk sideline.
Yeah, the ball's on about the 43-yard line. Warhawks get another 15 yards, 20 yards. Maybe give Jack Munson a shot at kicking a field goal, too.
So Warhawks remain up one here, 13-12 with 42 seconds left. 8 points here would be big points. As the officials give the A-OK whistle to start the action again, the Warhawks jog up to the line with two running backs behind the quarterback. A receiver split off to the right and a back off to the left. And it's a fake off to the right to Bortel. It looks like number 47 of the Warhawks is open, and he catches it with a great downfield, and he is gone to the end zone, 47.
He better stop for him. He'll end up down there quick, and he did.
You can't go too far past the end zone or you run into that wooded area down there. But that's a great play call there by the Warhawks.
It was.
You called that earlier, Ed. You said, look for this play again, and that was identical.
He was wide open. Great job.
So that timeout allowed the Warhawks to regroup and get the right play call in. So the score is now 19-12 as the visiting team, the Warhawks, score the touchdown there. And before the point after, it looks like they'll take a timeout, maybe a player running out late onto the field.
And don't know, maybe Coach Eric just changed his mind if he wants to go for two, maybe. I'm not sure.
7-point differential here, so 1 point would be huge, and 2 points would be even bigger, however. So we will see the what the thinking is on the Warhawks sideline here. You have to imagine that the GMG coaches are telling them to be ready for just about anything out there.
I think they are going to line up and go for two.
Looks like the kicker number two, Jack Munson, is lining up.
Jack is out there.
And stretching out the kicking leg to see if he can add another point here. So the officials give the A-OK as the teams line up, and it looks like the holder will be number 33 for North Mahaska. And there's the snap and the hold. And the kick by number two is up and good. That was a good-looking kick.
It was a good-looking kick.
Good snap, good hold, and good kick. So a big touchdown there to almost wind down the second quarter. 30 seconds remain. One timeout left for the Warhawks, and three remain for the GMG Wolverines.
Before that touchdown, I mentioned about the, you know, Jack Munson kicking a field goal. I'd like to see him try a 30-yarder or so. He may be able to maybe put her through.
Kickers seem to always rise to the occasion. Back them up a little bit more.
Unless
you're an Iowa Stater, yes.
As we both wear Iowa State shirts.
Yes, we're both wearing the Cardinal and gold. So after the retrieved football, the North Mahaska kicking team lines up from their own 40-yard line. It looks like they'll kick it from the right hash, as they've done all night.
Yep.
Maybe just a kicker or a coach preference on that decision.
Jacob Sampson set the kick.
Looks like he'll squib it off to the left side, bobbled a little bit by the Wolverines, but eventually recovered.
Wolverines will fall on the football.
Looks like they'll spot it around the 35-yard line of the Wolverines. And I'll tell you what, on a cool night like this, when the field gets a little bit wet, that ball can be hard to grab onto when it's rolling on the ground.
There's almost a little bit of like a haze or a, it's not fall, but it's a, you can tell the dew is setting in down here in the field.
It's cooled down a lot since the opening kickoff.
The breeze has died down. And nice calm night.
So GMG lines up in the shotgun. Number 7 has time. He looks for where to pass him to. And he has number 46 open off the right side. Stonewall, the reception for the Wolverines, number 46. And that's a huge pickup to take him all the way down to the Warhawk 25-yard line.
That was a great play by the quarterback of the Wolverines. He was looking off his receiver the whole time, looking here to the near side of the field as the receiver was running on the far side of the field, and he was wide open. Great job by the quarterback.
Credit to the Wolverine offensive line. He had a lot of time to throw there.
My son last year was able to play corner for the Warhawks, and I said, how do you cover a man? He said, you watch their eyes. And man, if you watch the quarterback's eyes, he was looking directly away from the play. Great job.
Good eyes, almost moving the defense with your eyes for the quarterback. You move them one way and throw the other. The Wolverines have elected to call their first timeout as they have a big opportunity here to close out the half. 17 seconds remain. The ball is on the 25-yard line with a fresh set of downs.
Warhawks got to dig in deep here. You give up the big play, but they still haven't scored. See if we can hold them.
That's right. All you got to do is hold for 17 more seconds, and you'll go to the locker room. So the Wolverines line up in shotgun. Two receivers split out to each side. A running back to the quarterback's left. He'll take the snap and drop back, and it looks like he's going to tuck it and run off to the left. looking for a little bit of space before he's run out of bounds by number 12, Jacob Bortel. But now before the quarterback, number 7, Burt, picks up about 4 or 5 yards. So that ran about a crucial 7 seconds off the clock with 5 yards gained. And he got out of bounds to stop the clock. So that was a big part of that play as they line up here with two receivers split out to each side. He's looking to the right. Intercepted by the Warhawks. A pass over the middle. It looks like that free safety was right where he needed to be.
Pass is picked off by number 28, Brad Swinger.
The quarterback with an interception there.
Yep.
Make sure to put that in the defensive stat book, not the offensive tonight.
If you listen to the Hawkeyes on the radio, that's what they call the bend but don't break defense.
That's right. Absolutely. So the Warhawks come up with a big play there. And like you said, Ed, they got a big play, but didn't give up the ever-so-important points. So that ran about 6 seconds off the clock, and we're down to 4 seconds left as the Warhawks take over on their own 18-yard line.
I would assume we're going to see a knee here to end the half.
Looks like the Warhawks were a little bit confused on what formation they needed to be in. So they'll reset with 4 seconds still left, and the quarterback, number 28, he'll take it under center. He'll take the snap, and he'll just take the knee to run out the rest of the half.
Good half.
So there's the final horn of the first half. Score is 20-12. The Warhawks of North Mahaska are up on the Wolverines of Green Mountain Garland.
Yep.
Pretty exciting first half, Ed.
It was. The Wolverines opened up on the second play of the game with a big 50-some-yard run and didn't know what to expect. And the Warhawks marching right back down themselves. Good game.
Each team with some big defensive plays, especially one for North Mahaska there at the end of the half and a couple for the Wolverines as they stop North Mahaska on fourth down.
Yep. Looking over across the field on the 50-yard line, I believe Colton Davis is sitting there on the sidelines in case those of you at home is wondering. He's got his leg up on the bench.
So as both teams break for halftime, it looks like the Green Mountain Garland Band is preparing for a homecoming. A minute left on the clock here as halftime is winding down. The score is 20-12. The North Mahaska Warhawks are up on the Wolverines of Green Mountain Garland. And we saw a pretty exciting first half, Ed.
We did. Wolverines marched the ball right down the field. The first second play of the game, the Warhawks came back. Good blocking by the Warhawks. Well played first half.
Once again, they opened up some nice holes for their running back, Jacob Bortel, to run through the line and get some more yardage. The quarterback, Brant Fleener, has had a couple nice passes, one that he just missed connecting on that would have been for a huge gain, but as Ed mentioned before, they went right back to that play towards the end of the first half and got a big touchdown out of it.
Yeah, Fleener to Rosendahl, nice touchdown play. After that, GMG actually was able to move the ball back right down the field themselves right before half. They had a nice pass play for themselves. But the Warhawks were able to get the interception and stop the drive just before the half.
Yeah, huge interception by the quarterback, Fleener, to put an end to GMG's thoughts of putting some points on the board before the half ended.
Yep.
So the Wolverines received the opening kickoff. So the Warhawks are set to receive this kickoff here to start the second half. the temperature has dropped a little bit more over halftime.
Yeah, during halftime I went down to the concession stand and got serving pork burgers down there and walked down to the field. And I tell you what, I'm glad to be up in the press box tonight. It is chilly down there in the field.
So with the clock set with 12 minutes to start here the third quarter, Green Mountain kicks off. And it's fielded on the 25-yard line by the Warhawks, and they look for some room off the left side.
Edmondson on the carry there for receiving the ball.
I think Edmondson got some touches in last week's game for North Mahaska towards the end of the game.
He did.
At running back, and it looked like he found quite a few yards on the ground. So good to see that he got another touch tonight.
Yep. That's good to see Edmondson carry the ball because, like I said, Jacob Bertel is the senior, one of the three seniors this year, and Edmondson will probably see some time running the ball next year.
So the Warhawks take over on offense around the 35-yard line. First and 10 to go. Two running backs lined up behind the quarterback slinger, and two receivers split out to the right. And it's a toss sweep off to the right side to Bertel. And he finds a little bit of space before he's run out of bounds around the 44-yard line. Pick up of about 8 yards on first down.
Yeah, pushed out of bounds by a couple of Wolverine players on the far side of the field.
We're going to call it second and four.
So a good pickup on first down right out of halftime. Get the legs underneath you again and get in the rhythm of the game. The Warhawk offensive line jogs up to get set as there are three running backs set behind the quarterback, number 28, Flainer. And they give it to the deep back Bortel off the right side behind the tackle. And it looks like he'll have enough for a first down. But he was set about a yard after.
Yep. Jacob crossed the marker, but then the Wolverines shoved him back. But momentum carried him past the they got first down.
A couple Wolverines there on the tackle. But a fresh set of downs for the Warhawks at around the 48-yard line. So a good kick return and a first down, and they're just about in the Wolverine territory already here in the third quarter. Fleener under center with two backs behind him. It's a handoff to the D-back Bortel behind the left guard and tackle. It looks like he'll gain about 7 or 8 yards on the play.
About half the Wolverine defense is laying on top of Jacob right now.
Ball is spotted at the 45.
Well, when Jacob runs, he sees a hole. He goes for it. He don't hesitate. He just...
Downhill running.
Well, he sees it.
Great vision.
He's through it. Great vision.
So the ball spotted about the 45-yard line of the Wolverines. So into the Wolverine territory, the Warhawks march on. They line up with three backs behind the quarterback. And they give it to the near fullback. And he'll be very close to a first down. It'll depend on the spot.
Going to be close.
Number 33 for the Warhawks on the carry.
Hartwell may have tripped him up.
Wish I could call his name, but I don't see a 33 on the roster, so I'm going to try to get that to you.
Looks like number 77, Colton Hartwell, on the tackle for the Wolverines. And after review, it looks like it will be enough for a Warhawk first down. So a good pickup there on second down. First and 10, the ball on the 43-yard line. The Warhawks break the huddle and jog up to the line. Line up with two receivers split off to the left, two running backs behind the quarterback under center, and it's a toss sweep off to the right as number 12, Bortel, is spun down around the 38-yard line.
I think that Wolverine attacked him. He was down on the play.
Looks like there's a Wolverine down on the field. Clock is stopped with just under 10 minutes to go. As the Wolverine coaches and staff jog out to tend to the player. So where we're sitting, it's hard to see a number.
Yeah. I hope he's all right. It's never good to see a player down in the field. You just...
Second time tonight we've seen, second or third time
we've heard
somebody down. you hope that everybody stays stretched and stays ready as the night cools, keeps their body moving and ready to stay in the game.
Speaking of games, as we were driving up here, we were talking about college games this weekend. You're actually headed to Ames that direction tonight as you're going to the Iowa State game tomorrow.
Big game in Ames on Saturday. They take on the Kansas Jayhawks, and last year Kansas took it to them in Lawrence. So hopefully a little bit of revenge, and they'll get on the board in their conference play in the win column.
And a big game for the Hawkeyes tomorrow, going up against Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Hawkeyes are going to find out after maybe how good they are or are not this year. We'll find out.
Big on-the-road test, and you look at that division that the Hawkeyes and the Badgers are both in, and you think that those two teams are probably going to end up maybe 1-2 at the top, and this game might decide who goes on to the Big Ten championship game.
Yep.
So it looks like number 8 was the injured player for the Wolverines, and he got a nice hand as he jogged off the field under his own power. And the Warhawks take over, and it's a pitch off to the left to Jacob Wartell. And on 2nd and 6, it appears that he has picked up just enough for a first down.
Number 21, Brock Baldazar, freshman on the tackle, Jacob.
So a 1st and 10 for the Warhawks as they continue their drive down the field. They're at the 31-yard line of the Wolverines. 9 minutes and 30 seconds here to go. Score is 20-12. The Warhawks are currently up and driving and looking to score again. It's a fake off to the left as the quarterback rolls to the right, and it looks like
pass
was intended for number 47 and a little pass interference on the defense.
The defender kind of had to do what he had to do there because Cole was going to grab the ball.
It looks like number 47 of the Warhawks, Cole had him beat.
Yep.
So the defender put his hands out and put him on number 47 and interfered with the pass.
Slater and Rosenthal, that's a good combination. That was the earlier in the game, there was a pass attempt there and just overthrew Cole, and then they came back to it right before the half and for a touchdown. And it was open once again.
A good play they have working for them tonight that they can use if they need a long yard situation or looking to put one in the end zone.
Cole's got enough height to him that you can almost throw the ball up there and let him put it up there and let him go make a play. And kind of what happened there on that play there.
So the Warhawks take over. On the 15-yard line, is given to Wartell off the right side, and he keeps those feet moving, follows the right side of his line, and the fullback in front of him.
Yep.
It looks like it'll be close to a first down, maybe a yard or two short.
That's great block. A great run by Jacob. A great block by the Warhawks. The whole line was 10 yards down the field. They did not quit blocking, just kept finding somebody to push.
So as they unpile everybody, it looks like we had quite the pile up there of players.
They send it down and one. The ball is on the 6-yard line.
No players are down on the field injured, so that's always good to see after a big pile like that.
Yeah.
So with 8 minutes and 20 seconds left, the Warhawks will continue. 2nd and 1 to go with the ball on the 6-yard line. They line up, and it looks like Wartell's helmet came off the last play, so it looks like number 88, Edmondson, is the deep back. And the give is to the fullback, right up the middle. And I'm not for sure that he gained anything there.
I'm not positive.
So back to the line of scrimmage. It will remain 3rd and 1 for the Warhawks.
A little bit short. We're still stuck on 3rd and 1.
They're 6 yards away from the end zone with a 3rd and 1 to go. As they jog up to the line of scrimmage, 2 running backs find the quarterback under center and a split out receiver to the right. And the give is a toss sweep off to the left to Wartell. And it looked like number 46 of the Wolverines sniffed out that play in the backfield.
That was a good tackle. He got through the line, and he tackled Jacob.
Shed his blocker and had a nice tackle to wrap up Bortel around the knees.
Yep.
Take him down for a loss of about a yard. It brings up 4th and 2 with 7 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Warhawks break their huddle and jog up to the line. Three running backs find the quarterback cleaner under center. Bortel is the deep back. And they give it to Bortel off the right side. And they'll push through. And it appears from where we're standing to be a first down for the Warhawks. And that's the signal that the head official has given. So big play there on fourth down to convert.
Coach Aaron was confident in his line and his and in Jacob to get that. I don't know if you see Jack Munson in the kick attempt field goal, but we went for it and got the first down.
Big play there off the right side, and the line once again got a great push for Bortel to find the hole and get some yardage. So the same formation as the last play, three running backs lined up behind the quarterback under center. First and goal on the 4, and they give it to Bortel off the left side. And he keeps those feet moving, and it looks like he is in for the touchdown.
Great push by the Warhawks.
So they went to the right side to get the fourth down and convert for the first down, and then they go back to the left side to punch it into the end zone. Looks like both sides of the line is working well tonight for the Warhawks. 6 minutes and 16 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. The score is 26-12. As the Warhawks will attempt the point after. Jack Munson, number 2, on to kick. There's the snap brought down, and it looks like a good hold. And the kick is up, and it is right through.
6-16 in the third, 27-12, North Mahaska.
Point after gives North Mahaska a 15-point lead, 27-12, with 6 minutes and 16 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Hey, Dave, I don't know if you're aware of this. It's the second game you've watched the Warhawks play, second time. Quarterback Grant Fleener, this is his first year of playing quarterback. Junior high, JV, Grant was not the quarterback, and he was kind of thrown in that position this year. Actually, Jacob Bortel was the quarterback last year. And as you can see, it's a wide move to moving back to running back. But Grant, at the beginning of the year, was probably new to the position and maybe a little uncertain of himself, but he just seems to be, every game, a little more confident in himself, and it's good to see.
Yeah, it seems to be a great move at Bortel running back, and Fleener, I think, has settled in very nicely since I've done the last week and this week. To be honest, I've seen a huge improvement from last week to this week.
Yep.
At more his comfortability back there, it seemed like last week some of the times he would drop back to pass, he may be unsure of where his receivers were headed or what he wanted to do with the ball. But it looks like this week he's more comfortable. And as the Warhawks get set to kick off, it appeared that the ball fell off the tee. But it looks like it'll be a 5-yard penalty marched off. The Warhawks will kick off from their own 35-yard line instead of 40.
Yeah, the line kind of ran ahead of the kicker, but the ball wasn't on the tee. But we'll take what it is.
Number 82 for the Warhawks kicks off, and a relatively short kick fielded at the 40 by the Wolverines and returned to about the 47-yard line.
I believe the kicker, Sampson, in on the tackle there. And the kicker wasn't a tackler because he was the last man back. Jacob was right up there.
He did a kickoff and followed the kick right to the ball and tackled the ball carrier. So the Wolverines line up. Number 7 under center. Quarterback with 2 running backs behind him. 2 receivers split out to the left. And a tight end on the right. And they give it to the tailback off the right side. And he's found a little bit of space before being wrapped up by a couple Warhawks. It looks like number 53 was in on the tackle, as well as number 72.
Reese Strasser, and I believe 72 is Byer. Yep, Trey Byer.
So with that play, it looks like they gained about 5 yards. Brings up 2nd and 5 as the Wolverines just enter Warhawk territory with the ball spotted at about the 48-yard line. Quarterback under center. And they give it to the tailback again off the right side, and it looks like the Warhawks set that play a little bit better this time.
Ball is on the 45-yard line.
Looks like number 40 and number 22 were in on the tackle.
Number 40 is Dylan Shipley, and 22 is Cole Spilster. So we're actually holding here on 3rd down.
So we've got about a 3rd and 3 lined up for the Wolverines with the ball on the 45. One running back, and it's a toss off to the right. Looks like he's forced to cut it back up the middle. And that's a great job by, it looks like, 9, 40, and 22 were all in on that.
Yep. Coach Mister kind of stopped him first, and the Warhawks were in pursuit and helped on the tackle.
On a play like that, on that toss sweep, the first roll is to contain the runner and then to have good pursuit from the help side in the middle and get a tackle. So it looked like they gained about 1 yard, maybe 2 on that play, bringing up 4th and 1. Ball about the 43-yard line, 44. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the 3rd quarter. It looks like a counter trap gives to the fullback.
It's going to be close.
And from up here, it's going to be really close.
Cole Spilster in on this tackle once again.
So as the referees line up and spot the ball, both teams look on anxiously to see what the spot will be. It looks like they'll bring out the chains to measure to see if they gain the line to get that first down.
Some upcoming high school activities next week are JV football boys Monday. Are back at home against North Mahaska.
It seems like, of course, when we have to measure, the chains are always on the opposite side of the field. The measurements happen on the near side here, and the chains are on the far side. So as the chain gate jogs across, the official get them set. It appears to be enough of a first down for the Wolverines. Boy, he couldn't have got that by much.
That one was close.
So a big first down there for the Wolverines to keep the drive alive. A fresh set of downs with the ball spotted at the 42-yard line of the Warhawks. The ref gives the whistle for a play to resume as the Wolverines line up in the shotgun with 3 receivers off to the right. One of them motions into the backfield. And they give it to the motion man, number 24.
Nice,
it looks like he was tackled by number 40 of the Warhawks.
Dylan Shipley.
24, Blaze Kroll on the carry. And that is another freshman for the Green Mountain Garland Wolverines. So a gain of about 5 or 6 on the play. Ball's at the 36-yard line. Quarterback number 7 for the Wolverines under center with 2 receivers split out to the left and 2 running backs behind him. And it's a toss sweep off to the right. Number 21 on the carry, and he finds a little bit of space before being wrapped up. 1 yard or 2 short of the first down.
Talk about the freshman number 9, Jared Stagio. Jared's having a good game. He's not afraid to. He's not the biggest player out there, but he is not afraid to put a hit on somebody. Great job.
That'll bring up 3rd and 1.
So 3rd and 2 here for the Wolverines as they look to continue their drive. Ball spotted on the 33. They'll need to get to about the 31-yard line to have a first down. Same formation as last play. And it's a give off the right side to the running back, number 21. And a pretty big hit there for the Warhawks.
Tough run by
Del Dazzo. It looks like a flag at the end of the play. From here, it appears to be a late hit on the Warhawks as that runner was being hit out of bounds.
I'm afraid we're going to give him an extra 15 yards. That will not make the coach happy on the sidelines.
Well, it was a big hit initially, and maybe that big second hit was the one that that did it in and drew the flag.
We have a dead ball personal foul against the Warhawks. It'll be a first down Wolverine.
So that will give the Wolverines a big gain, 15 yards from the end of the run. And it will set up the Wolverines at the Warhawk 15-yard line with a fresh set of downs and 2 minutes and 38 seconds left here in the third quarter. The score is 12-24 as the Warhawks lead the Wolverines. Quarterback is under center, and the game is off the right side again, but this time the Warhawks stuffed it in the backfield. Looked like number 22 was in the backfield.
Cole Spolster made the initial hit, and number 72 for the Warhawks finished him off.
So the Wolverines had ran that play a couple times, but the Warhawks adjust and drop the Wolverines for a 1 yard loss.
Number 22, Trey Byer there with the assist.
Second and 11 here for the Wolverines as they are deep into Warhawk territory, about the 16-yard line. Quarterback number 7, under center. And it's a give off the left side to number 21. And he found a little bit of space, but gang tackled by the Warhawk interior defense.
Number 53, Reese Strasser, was in the backfield, almost had him tackled for a loss, but he just escaped Reese and maybe gained a yard on the carry.
It's always nice on defense when you have somebody in the backfield and a couple people right behind him to clean everything up.
Even though Reese didn't make the tackle, he made the runner move and set him up.
Disrupted his pattern enough to send him right into the waiting arms of some of the other Warhawk defenders.
Good teamwork there. Good job, Warhawk.
So that'll bring up third and long for the Wolverines as they go back to the shotgun formation. Two receivers split out to each side. Ball about in the center of the field. Number 7, Burt, the quarterback, takes the snap. He looks to his left. He fakes. It looks like he'll tuck it and run it off the right side. Makes one tackler miss. But it looks like he will be short of a first down.
For some 500 yards, it'll bring up fourth.
Stodgill was the one to finally bring him down.
Yards to go.
Ball spotted at about the 8-yard line of the Warhawks. 2 yards to go to gain on the first. The clock runs here in the third quarter, 40 seconds left. Two receivers split off to the right. One running back behind the quarterback under center, and he motions over a wing back. And the give is to number 21 off the right side. And he is stood up by a few of the Warhawk defenders. Once again, a close play to see if he got a first down. Clock stops at 17 seconds.
I'm going to believe he's got the first down.
And there's the signal from the head official that is a first down for the Wolverines. So that brings up first and goal for the Wolverines.
First and goal, we have 17 seconds left in the quarter.
Third quarter, clock winds with 15 seconds left here. Score is 27-12, and the Wolverines looking to close that gap. They jog up to the line. And they get the playoff before the quarter is over, and they give it to number 21 off the right side.
Valgasso fights down in the corner.
And it looks like he is in for the touchdown.
5 yard run by the freshman.
So it looks like he might have been bottled up there before, but he made a cut back to get him a couple extra yards and fall into the end zone.
Yeah, I thought the Warriors were actually going to be able to bring him down, but picked up the juke moves, and he made it in.
So with that score, it brings it to 27-18. The Wolverines are still down as they attempt their point after. It looks like they will be going for two here. Two receivers split off to the right, and they place the ball in the left hash. Quarterback in the shotgun, a running back on each side of him. And he looks left, and then he looks back to the right.
First pass is good.
It's a slant route that appears to be caught by number 46 for the two-point conversion. So Stonewall for the catch. Pass by number 7, Jacob Burt. So that brings the score to 20-27 to close out the third quarter.
That's a nice-looking drive by the Wolverines. But where did that quarter go? That thing just flew by.
That quarter definitely flew by. So the Wolverines with momentum here coming into the fourth quarter. down now one score. The Warhawks will look to regroup on offense and drive down and see if they can put a little bit more gap in between them.
The Wolverines, as of lately, they've been able to move the ball right before the half. They drove it down, I don't know, the 20-yard line or maybe closer, and we got an interception to end the half. But yeah, they've been able to move the ball.
Yeah, how big does that interception look
right
now?
Huge right now.
That is huge. That turned the tides and put a halt to that drive at the end of the half for the Wolverines.
It pretty much looked like the Wolverines were going to get 7 out of that drive.
So the kick return team for the Warhawks is huddled up and will break to return. Kickoff for the Wolverines will be from the 40-yard line by number 8, Garrett Groff, and he's a junior. Looks like he's been playing all over the field tonight. You see him in the backfield a couple times and at tight end. Looks like number 12, Bortel, and number 88, Edmondson are back to field it for the Warhawks around their own 15-yard line. And the kick is a short one, fielded by number 53. And he goes down to a knee. So the Warhawks will take over at the 37-yard line.
This is an important drive for the Warhawks. I think they're going to have to put something together here.
So first and 10 for the Warhawks is the quarterback slinger jogs up under center, two running backs behind him and two receivers split off to the left and a tight end to the right. He takes the snap and it's a pitch off to the left to Bortel, a couple blockers out in front of him. He cuts it back. Gained about 4 yards on the carry.
I believe he's talking about number 22, Parker Welton on the play. I might be wrong on that. Maybe the wrong made the. I can't read their numbers. I apologize, folks.
I think it might have gotten a little bit easier to read some of the numbers as the night goes on. Three running backs lined up behind the quarterback, and give it to the D-back Bortel up the gut.
Nothing doing.
And he is stepped right at the line of scrimmage.
Well, amongst others were there. No gain. Third.
Looks like number 77, Hartwell, on the tackle for the Wolverines. Brings up 3rd and 6. The Warhawks need to get the ball up to the 47-yard line to have a first down. They line up with 3 backs behind the quarterback. Snap was originally fumbled, but recovered by Fleener. And he throws it just to get rid of it. As he was being dragged down, and a late flag comes in from the near side line judge. Now I'm wondering if this is possibly an intentional grounding call.
Yeah, it may possibly be.
It looks like the ball just barely made it back to the line of scrimmage, but I'm not sure there was a receiver within the right distance.
As Fleener was almost going down, he threw the ball, and almost a dangerous pass.
So
that is intentional grounding on the Warhawks.
So that'll be the penalty plus the loss of down. Is the ball spotted at the...
So as the officials walk off the penalty, it will bring up a 4th and long. Looks like a 4th and 20 for the Warhawks here. 10:41 left to go here in the 3rd quarter. Warhawks backed up to their own 27-yard line. Looks like number 12, Bortel, is back to punt. Standing about at his own 15-yard line. Wolverines have a return man standing back at their own 40. The snap, and it's picked up by Bortel, and a pretty good punt. It got over the head of the return man and takes a Warhawk bounce, and that ball is going to roll all the way down to about the 7-yard line
Wow.
of the Wolverines. What a great punt by Bortel.
He's done an excellent roll out of that punt.
Spotted at the 8,
he kept it low, and I think the return man misjudged it a little bit.
Yep.
And it snuck over his head, and before he could get turned around and get to it, there were some Warhawk coverage men down there to field it.
Warhawk's got to hold him here. Don't even let him get him first down and put him back deep in their territory.
So after a penalty that looks like it might have cost him a lot of field position, it turns out well for the Warhawks here. As the Wolverines take over at their own 8-yard line, they give it to the running back up the middle, and there is not much doing on that play.
The D-line did their job there. They did not let him through that line.
There was no hole for that running back to get to, and excellent job by the interior defense of the Warhawks. So second and 10 here as we close in on 10 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter, excuse me. Wow, that third quarter did fly by. So quarterback number 7 under center with the deep back behind him and two receivers split out to the right. They give this to the deep back, and he takes it off the left side and maybe gained a yard or two.
Ball is
going to be placed near the 10. Sounds like the Wolverines are a little cautious to what they even call down here.
He's got third.
He's closer to
the goal. 8 yards to go.
So that run gets him out to the 10-yard line. Still not a whole lot of breathing room there. Brings up 3rd and 8 for the Wolverines. Yeah, it looks like they're a little hesitant on what they want to call here, Ed. You got to make sure you don't want to have a big turnover deep in your own territory. 3 receivers split out to the right to the wide side of the field, and the quarterback 7 takes the snap and rolls out that way, looking for somebody to throw to, and he can't really find anybody. Decides he's going to try to tuck it and get what he can, and he is swallowed up immediately by a couple of Warhawk defenders.
Great job by all the Warhawks. Excellent coverage by the corners, and just nowhere to go.
He had nowhere to go with that football, so he decided to tuck it and ran, and they covered him up immediately. There was a flag on the play. I did not see where it came from. Based on the spots that the flag's laying on the field, I would guess it'll be a holding call on the offense.
That was my call.
And it looks like the officials are consulting with the Warhawk coaches to see what they want to do here.
No, it is against the Warhawks.
So, I guess I have learned my lesson there. Not going to call it too early. It looks like a personal foul on North Mahaska.
Something must have happened when they got that quarterback down to the ground.
I did not see exactly what the official call was there after the personal foul, maybe an illegal hit to the head of some sort.
Well, just when they had him stopped, deep in the end. Got a hole here, Warhawks.
Throw a fresh set of downs and the ball all the way out to the 25-yard line for the Wolverines. Quarterback under center, it's a pitch off to the left. Great job. It's an excellent job by the right side of that Warhawk defense. Getting blockers and pursuing and making the tackle in the backfield.
Great job.
Back to the 21.
So just after the Warhawks make a mistake there, they rebound and have a huge step on first down to bring up 2nd and about 13 for the Wolverines.
Whole right side of that D-line did a great job on that play.
They had others on the
side, and everybody's doing their job.
So closing down 8 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Quarterback under center, it's the pitch off to the right.
Reverse.
It's the reverse around the back.
Oh, Jacob Mortel.
And I don't think there was a single Warhawk defender fooled.
Wow.
That was a huge hit coming up from, it looked like, the safety position.
Yep.
He read that all the way as soon as he saw that receiver head back to catch the reverse. He followed him right there and laid a huge hit.
They were not fooled at all.
So 2nd and long becomes 3rd and longer. Always good to see as a Warhawk defender. Ball all the way back to about the 16-yard line of the Wolverines. So 3rd and 20 here. As the quarterback number 7, Burt, lines up in the shotgun with 2 receivers to each side. And he throws it down the left side, intended for number 24 of the Wolverines, Blaze Kroll. Freshman. It looked like he just overshot him.
He did overthrow him. Brent Fleener was in on the coverage. Receiver's open, and he just missed him. Good job by the Warhawks. They were able to hold after that penalty to give the Wolverines the first down. They came back and held them.
Big stop there and keeps the Wolverines deep in their own territory.
We should get excellent field position out of this punt.
The ball will be snapped from about the 16-yard line, and the punter is standing back about at his own three. He takes the snap. It looks like a good one. It's a punt down the left side of the field. It looks like it will roll out of bounds around the Wolverine 33-yard line.
That ball for a good Warhawk bounce. Good job.
So that punt, I think it was even short of the first yard to gain by the Wolverine.
It was right at it.
So maybe not a whole lot of field position change, but a little bit of breathing room for the Wolverine defense.
So Wolverines with their punt after the ball was snapped. Coach Brewster ran through there and nearly blocked that ball.
So the Warhawks take over with excellent field position around the 34-yard line. It's a toss sweep to Bortel off to the left. And he finds quite a bit of room, and it looks like he'll find the first down. And there's a flag in on a late hit as he's being hit out of bounds. So it'll be a first down, and I would imagine 15 yards from the end of the run.
I'd say you're right.
Flags came in from a couple different directions at the same spot, so I would assume that there's just one flag on the play. With how close they are to the end zone and where his run might be, it might be a half the distance to the goal.
Not sure.
But either way,
if they get the whole 15 yards, I think they can hit the mark off the whole 15 yards here.
Either way, it'll be excellent. A lot of yards gained on that play between the run and the first down.
I think the ball's in up about the 5-yard line. Nope, about the 10.
So it looks like they did mark off all 15 of those yards. So with just under 7 minutes left to go, the Warhawks have a first down on the 11-yard line.
Warhawks at the 12-yard line.
The score is 27-20. The Warhawks are up by a touchdown, and they're looking to extend that lead here. Two running backs behind the quarterback, Fleener, are under center, and they give it to the fullback. Looks like number 22. And he's tackled about a yard or two past the line of scrimmage. So a 2-yard gain there will bring up about 2nd and 8. As the clock continues to wind here, approaching 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Sitting here watching the Wolverine defensive players. After the play, they seem to be getting up slow. Maybe they're starting to wear down. Let's see what. Let's just roll in there, Warhawks.
Two backs behind the quarterback, Fleener, and they give it to Bortel off the left side, but it looked like the Wolverines stopped this one in the backfield. Number 46 on the stop for the Wolverines, Connor Stonewall. They lose about a yard there. 3rd and 9, all on the 10-yard line.
He's able to bust through the line and get his arm there by Jacob's legs and trip him up.
So the Warhawks line up. One receiver split out to the right, two backs in the backfield, a wing and a tight end. The wing back in motion off to the right. It looks like the whistle was blown.
You got a motion on the Warhawks, yeah.
We have a procedure call again.
The legal procedure on the Warhawks. Back them up 5 and make it a 3rd and 14. Kind of looked like there was a little bit of confusion on that play from the beginning.
Kind of costly penalty by the Warhawks. Even though maybe they wouldn't have got that first down, you still had the opportunity to maybe kick a field goal, possibly, which is 3 points is important when you're at a 7-point game.
Absolutely. So they line up, and they're 3rd and long, and it's a fake off to the right, and the quarterback rolls to the left. Fleener is looking. And it looks like he's found his receiver
very
close to the first down marker.
Ryan Madonso on the catch.
Looks like it was caught by Ben Dozler.
Great catch by number 21.
Ball is down near the 3-yard line. Result of the play is 4th and 1.
So with that play, it brings up 4th and 1. The ball on the 3. So a big chunk of that yardage they got back here puts them in fourth and very manageable, close to the end zone.
Okay, timeout.
Looks like a timeout taken by the Wolverine defense. Big play here with 4 minutes and 43 seconds left. Warhawks are up 27-20.
Yeah, if the Warhawks get a first down or even better yet, push in the end zone, that would be hard for GM. It's not impossible, but kind of a momentum killer maybe for them.
Yeah, making a two-possession game, scores the clock is winding down. Give the Warhawks a great chance to win this game. Either way, if you think worst-case scenario, they don't punch it in, the Wolverines have to drive about 97 yards to get to the end zone.
Yep.
So I think the Warhawks are in a great opportunity here. Extend the lead. Up 7. Looks like the teams are about ready to break their huddles as the officials are ready to get the game back underway. The ball is on the left hash, so a lot of space on the near side towards us in the press box. And it looks like the Warhawks will hustle up to the line with Grant Fleener, the quarterback under center, and three backs behind him. And the give is to Bortel off the right side. And it looks like he plows into the end zone.
And it's a one-on touchdown.
But Jordan was stopping Bortel on that run.
He was not going to be denied.
Great blocks. Lead blockers line on that right side.
Yep.
Opened it up, and he just dove into the end zone. Huge touchdown there for the Warhawks. They go up 33-20 with 4 minutes and 37 seconds left here in the game. 13 points separate them. Number 2, Jack Munson is on for the kick. Point after attempt. Snap is good and the hold is good. And the kick is up and good.
Once again, it's good. That extends the lead to 14 with
4:37. North Mahaska struggled to put up some points last week. They have not struggled much here tonight. 34 points on the board as they lead by 14 with 4 minutes and 37 seconds left here in the game.
Yep. Warhawks have a little comfort room to work with now, even though they may... GMG would come back down to score. This works. Takes two scores to win now.
That's right. A two-possession game is huge with this amount of time left in the game. Each team with, I should say the Warhawks have 3 timeouts left, and the Wolverines used 1 early on defense, so they have 2 remaining. So that will probably play into the rest of this game a little bit as the Warhawks look to close it out, and the Wolverines try to come back with a little bit of time left. Number 82 lines up the kick for the Warhawks. He'll kick off from his own 40-yard line. 2 return men back for the Wolverines, and his kick to one of the other.
Oh, he's fumbled.
And it looks like the Warhawks fumbled. And there's no signal yet. And there it is. North Mahaska recovers on the kickoff. So just as we said, the Wolverine offense was coming back to line up to try to make this game a little bit closer. Some troubles on the kick return.
Yep.
I mentioned it earlier that as the night goes on and the grass gets wet and the dew sets in and it gets a little bit colder, that ball just seems a little bit harder to hold on to.
Yep. That was a nice kick by Samson there.
So the Warhawks take over about the 41-yard line of the Wolverines, and the give is to Bortel off the left side toss. He makes the cut back, and he is cut all the way back to the near side of the field after the toss to the far side. He's in for the touchdown, but it appears that there are 3 flags on the play.
I think we're coming back.
I would say that with that number, something is bound to bring that one back.
Still a great run by Jacob. Man, he ran to the far side of the field, cut that thing clear into the inside of the field.
It ended up being about a 41-yard touchdown run if it stands, but I bet he ran close to 70 yards.
He did.
70 or 80 by the time he cut back. But once again, we mentioned the vision that he's seen before. Follow your blockers and look for the cutback when it's there. So the officials are getting together, discussing the flags on the play.
So what do you say if you just ran 70 yards to get a 40-yard touchdown? You turn around, you see them hankies there laying on the ground.
Usually you drop your head and you got
all the hands off.
Well, not much I could do. Kind of like in baseball, when you're trying to steal a base and you hit a foul ball, you just kind of jog back and get ready to do it again.
Yep.
So as we wait for the signals from the officials, there appears to be a holding on North Mahaska Warhawks, and then there appears to be a personal foul on North Mahaska as well. So as the referees get the spot, they will step off the mark off. The penalty, personal foul against the Warhawks is declined, and the holding is accepted. So that will move the Warhawks back to the 45-yard line of the Wolverines.
Ball is placed at the 45-yard line.
Actually, I think they declined the holding and accepted the personal foul.
Okay, so
personal foul would be the larger penalty, 15-yarder.
So after the penalty, it brings up first and 15 for the Warhawks from the Wolverine 45-yard line. 4 minutes and 19 seconds here to go. The Warhawks have a 14-point lead as they line up with two backs behind the quarterback. And they give it to the deep back, Bortel, as he sheds the first tackler.
Run by Bortel.
And is taken down by, appears to be, number 23 of the Wolverines.
We're going to call it second.
As well as number 46. But not after a 5-yard gain by Bortel.
That's good, but I thought Jacob was going to pop that out here to the outside.
He had a lot to feel. A little bit of green if he could break one more tackle. So that brings up 2nd and 10 on the 40-yard line. The Warhawks jog up to the line. Two backs behind the quarterback, Fleener under center. And it's a give to the fullback, number 22, and he keeps those feet driving and that ball covers. And then a penalty flag comes in late from the far line judge. Excuse me, from the far back judge. So the clock stops with 3 minutes and 32 seconds left.
Nice hard run there by Cole Spilster. We might have a personal foul on the GMG here.
He got past the first tackle and kept those feet moving and the ball covered up when he was met by a Wolverine defender. So that'll be a personal foul against the Wolverines. It looked like he was leading with the head or a shot to the head. I'm not for sure what the official ruling is on that. I know that's been a talk a lot of the Officials Association and the High School Athletics about leading with the head and player safety. So when you see something like that, yeah, you got to call it.
Yep. And not only for the safety of the player who has the ball, but also the person who's being hit, but also the person who's doing the hitting.
Yes. Both parties need to be try to be as safe as possible when those hits are being delivered. So we close in on 3 minutes, and the snap and the toss to Bortel off the left side, and a couple good blockers out in front of him. And he will find the end zone, but it appears to be a flag thrown by the line judge, typically in the place of holding.
I think Jacob might have ran 20 more yards for not. Wish folks out there could saw this. I know it's not going to go down as any yardage, but Cole Spilster, excellent block. He ran to the outside, and Jacob had all kinds of room to run. Excellent blocking by Cole.
Quite often tonight, we've seen a lead blocker either blocking the one guy he's supposed to, almost with nobody to block.
Yeah.
And as a running back, that's got to feel pretty good. So with the holding penalty, it backs up the Warhawks all the way to the 26-yard line, which brings up first and long. I'm going to say, oh, I suppose about 18 to go. Quarterback Fleener lines up under center with three backs behind him. And it's a toss to Bortel again off the left side. And he gains quite a few yards and cuts it back, keeps his feet moving.
Another tough run by Bortel.
And he got a first down. First and 18, a toss.
Oh, there's a flag on the field again.
We have another flag. This one, I think one was after the play, and then this one was after the after play.
Both of them were well after the play.
Maybe there's possibly some chatter or some late hits going down on there on the far side. Difficult for us to see down there. But the officials appear to be right there.
They saw something. They saw or heard something they did not like.
So the clock stops with 2 minutes and 38 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter.
That was just a great run by Jacob. Man, determination. He was not going to be brought down.
Personal foul on the play.
Ooh.
Against North Alaska. And one against
UMG. So it appears we have offsetting personal foul. Typically with two flags like that, one thrown and then another one 2 or 3 seconds after it, you'll see some offsetting penalties.
Timeout, North Mahaska.
So North Mahaska takes a timeout here with 2 minutes and 38 seconds left. The ball appears to be on the 5-yard line with first and goal for the Warhawks.
Coach Arrett's over there in the huddle talking to his players. I can only imagine what Coach Arrett is saying to his players right now.
I'm sure that the Wolverine coach is probably saying something similar over there on the near sideline.
There's been a lot of personal fouls tonight.
Seems like clearly on this last North Mahaska drive, there's been quite a few holdings and personal fouls. Maybe kids getting a little tired, a little bit cold as the game drags on and still remains close here.
Yep.
So the Warhawks will have first and goal from the 5-yard line with 2 minutes and 38 seconds left here in the game. The Wolverines break their huddle and the defense jogs out to get set to take on the Warhawk offense. First and 5 here. I'm no future teller, but I think the give's probably going to be to Bortel.
Possibly 22, but I think Bortel, you're probably right.
Three backs lined up behind the quarterback, Fleener, and they give it to Bortel off the left tackle. And he drives in, and there is no signal yet. And it looks like he'll be stopped just shy of the goal line. Bring up second and goal from the 1 with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left here.
We've got a Wolverine down on the play.
Tough to tell what number Wolverine is down on the play, but it looks like the training staff and the coaches are jogging out to take a look.
Ladies and gentlemen, good enough
and
walking it off.
So Ed and I are announcing for the KIIC radio station of Albia. And as we have a pause in the action, we will take a chance to look at some of the other area scores. Looks like Albia is up pretty big on Davis County in the fourth quarter. The score is 50-0. Norwalk is taking on Sheraton, and Norwalk currently holds the lead at 27-14 in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto took care of Eddyville, Lakesburg, and Fremont with a final score of 48-6. Wayne beat Melker Dallas with a final score of 82-0. That one looked like it got out of hand a little bit. Cedar Rapids, Washington is taking on Ottumwa, and that score is 27-7 at halftime. Grinnell and Oskaloosa are playing each other with a score of 21-7. Grinnell is currently winning. So with that, we get back to the action at 2nd-1. And the give is to the fullback, number 22 on the touchdown.
Forster on the carry.
Forster on the carry. So with 2 minutes and 5 seconds left, the Warhawks punch another one in the end zone.
That's a well-deserved carry for Cole, I think. Jacob's been running the ball well all night, but Cole's been doing an excellent job of blocking for him. He deserved to carry that ball.
So with that score, it brings it to 40-20 as the Warhawks will attempt the extra point. Jack Munson on to line up the kick. A good snap, good hold, and the kick is up and good. So that brings the score to 41-20 here with 2 minutes and 5 seconds left in the fourth quarter, each team with 2 timeouts remaining. So it seems like we were kind of back here about 2 or 3 minutes ago. The Warhawks had just punched it in the end zone, and Green Mountain Garland was getting ready to get the ball back. And an unfortunate event for Wolverine fans and a little trouble fielding the kickoff.
Yeah. It was a 7-point game not that long ago.
Absolutely. This game has been close to the end. So with 2 minutes and 5 seconds left here, both teams jog out.
Some of the Warhawks out there in field number 35, Luke Groves, 24, Wilkin, Edmondson, number 13, Dakota Reachow. Some new faces seeing some action tonight. Probably on defense we're going to see some new ones as well.
So there's a kick and a similar one last time when they had a little bit of trouble fielding it. But it looks like they've got it this time. And they fielded it around the 33-yard line and returned it to about the 35. Excuse me, the 30-yard line. So with 1:58 left, the Wolverine offense will take over at their own 32. 1st-10 with 2 timeouts remaining.
Get the Warhawks leaving the same players in there on defense.
I would imagine we'll see a lot of shotgun from the Wolverine offense to try to hurry up and get some points on the board. Quarterback number 7, Jacob Bird, is lined up in the shotgun. 2 receivers to each side and a running back to his left. Warhawks with a deep free safety. And the defensive line gets some penetration, and they're trying to bring him down, and it looks like they will do just that about at the original line of scrimmage.
Lee Strasser was the first one in there, and then another Warhawk got there in the backfield, and finally Cole Spoolster brought him down. Good job, Warhawks.
So the quarterback got a little bit of pressure there and ended up scrambling to his left and got back to the original line of scrimmage. EMG elects to take their first timeout.
You see the Warhawks in the backfield, but the receivers downfield had been covered as well because the quarterback had nowhere to throw the ball, so he just kind of had to eat it. Okay.
The Warhawks spreading out a little bit in the secondary.
Secondary's been doing a great job tonight in coverage. A couple games earlier this year, they maybe been burned a time or two, but tonight they're doing a great job.
I think the secondary has learned a lot from last week against the Colfax Mingo team that threw on just about every play. They saw a lot of action and were, I'm sure, able to watch some game film and coaches go over the plan of attack with them, so they would be ready for any other passing downs. So 1:48 left here in the fourth quarter. The Wolverines have the ball down 21 points here, about 75 yards away from the end zone. So they have a long way to go here in a short amount of time to try to close the gap. Number 7 in the shotgun again, 2 receivers to each side, looking for his running back out of the backfield. Almost intercepted by number 9, the defensive back. It kind of looked like the defensive back and receiver got a little tangled up.
They did. The receiver then fell down, and number nine, Jared Stagio, made a diving attempt to intercept the ball, which just came up short. Great try.
That was great effort. He laid out for that and just about hauled it in.
I am very impressed with Jared tonight. He's done a great job. And he is just a freshman.
That's great. A freshman out there hanging out with some of the varsity level and competing and playing to his best.
There's also 27, Tyler Strasser. He's out there on coverage. There's some young Warhawks out there playing.
So the Wolverines line up with trips off to the right, the wide side of the field, no run that looks like a bubble screen. And number 24 caught the pass, but he did zero space to run there.
Cole Spolster snuffed that one out.
Spolster did a great job to get off his block and make that tackle. So fourth down and 16 to go here for the Wolverines. And it looks like they will take a timeout here with a minute and 17 seconds left to go here in the game. Warhawks are up 41-20. So as some of the games go final, we will try to get you some of the scores. Pella is in the fourth quarter playing Carlisle. It looks like they're up 42-6. Pella Christian went final over Highland with a final score of 45-12. Moravia is up on Mormon Trail 52-20. Knoxville took care of Seidel with a final score of 28-3. Pleasantville beat Earlham with a final score of 40-0. Iowa City Regina took care of Columbus Community with a final score of 55-28.
The Pleasantville team, that's a good team.
A relevant score here in the district is Colfax Mingo was up 14-7 on Montezuma at halftime.
Wow.
So maybe we'll check into that score a little bit later. Minute 17 left, and the quarterback takes the snap here on fourth and long, trying to buy some time and evade some defenders. Trying to point out some blockers, but it looks like he won't get quite enough for a first down.
Lee Strasser had the quarterback in the backfield, missed him, chased him all the way down the sideline, and ran him down from behind. That, excellent job. Never give up on a play.
Great pursuit. Never give up, absolutely.
Warhawks just playing really, really good tonight. Smart football.
Difference of who they're playing aside, I think they've played a much cleaner game than they did last week.
Yeah.
Everything looks like it's in a better rhythm. Everybody's more comfortable with what they're doing. Glad to see him come out here tonight and play well. First and 10 here for the Warhawks on the Wolverine 35-yard line. It looks like they're in knee formation as the quarterback Slinger takes the snap and he takes the knee. The Wolverine's out of timeout, so the clock will run down here, and we just went under a minute left. So maybe another knee or two, and that will be the end of it here in Garland, Iowa.
You're talking about that Montezuma
Colfax
score. Yeah, Sully beat Montezuma last week or 2 weeks ago. But anyway, that's a very important game for the playoffs. As four teams from the district will make it, and they're going to be a good team for this district. That's not going to advance.
So if the Warhawks take another knee with 20 seconds left, they will let the clock expire as the score will go final here in about 10 seconds. 41-20, the Warhawks come in from North Mahaska and take care of the Green Mountain Garland Wolverines here on homecoming. The final horn sounds. The teams are shaking hands at the 50-yard line. 41-20, the North Mahaska Warhawks take care of the Green Mountain Garland Wolverines here. On a cool, crisp night, but beautiful for football nonetheless.
It's a great night. Great night for football.
So the Warhawks bounce back from a defeat last week at the hands of Colfax Mingo, and they travel up to Green Mountain Garwin and get a win.
Yep. Yep.
Means a lot for a football team to get on the board and the win column, especially in district play.
Yep. Just as you come in last week, we said, you know, the Warhawks were going to travel here and take out the Wolverines, and said it was a very winnable game, and one that the Warhawks knew they needed to get, and they took care of business and did what they needed to do. Coach Eric should be happy, and well-played game. Other than the few penalties, other than that, we played a well game.
So looking at the schedule for North Mahaska, it looks like they'll take on Montezuma next week at home.
At home.
So that'll be a big game. Hopefully they can build on this one and be competitive in the next one and possibly get another victory.
Yep. At Montezuma, North Mahaska game, that, I don't know. Kind of is what it is. That'll be a hard fought. That'll be a hard game. We're also going to have to play well. Well-disciplined game. Monty's a good team.
It looked like Montezuma was hanging right with Colfax Mingo, and like we said earlier, Colfax Mingo was a very good team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So expect nothing but the best from the Montezuma team as they come visit New Sharon.
Yeah.
And as we look at Green Mountain Garland's schedule, it appears that next week they have Linville Sully. So that's a tough matchup for them.
Yeah.
And that one is on the road.
That's
Linville Foley.
That will be
not here in Garwin.
That will be a tough game for him.
Linville Foley is 2-1 in the district coming into tonight. So they've got a couple wins under their belt towards the top of the district and potentially make it to the playoffs.
And one of those wins, like I said, was against Montezuma. So that's and one of the good teams they knocked off. So that's very important for their playoff possibilities.
So, once again, the final score here in Garwin, 41-20. The North Mahaska Warhawks take care of the Green Mountain Garwin Wolverines. Unfortunately, this was the Green Mountain homecoming. You wish for always a good outcoming on homecoming, but can't always happen.
Yep.
Hopefully, the kids here in Green Mountain Garwin have had fun during homecoming. I know the New Sharon kids had a blast last week, even though they lost as well on their homecoming. It sounded like everybody was having a lot of fun.
Yep. Good week.
Well, we will check the area scores one more time to see if anything has changed. It looks like Sheraton has closed the gap a little bit on Norwalk in the fourth quarter. 27-21, Norwalk still leads. Pekin is up on Cardinal 40-0 in the fourth quarter. And the Colfax Mingo Montezuma game just went final. 14-9. Colfax Mingo gets the victory. So that has implications here on the district play as Colfax Mingo stays perfect in the district and Montezuma gains their second loss in the district.
If anybody out there is wanting to see a good game, when Colfax Mingo plays BGM, that would be a heck of a game. That game is probably going to determine the district champion.
Yes, I would think so. Looking at the standings now, two very good teams.
I'm not sure when that game is. That'd be great if it's the last game of the regular season.
Great build-up leading into the playoffs and leading up to that game.
Yeah. This was game. We didn't miss this. This is game number 6 of the season. This season is flying right by. There's only 3 games left.
These games are flying by.
Yep.
So, once again, the final score is, as Ed and I wrap up here in Green Mountain Garwin, the North Mahaska Warhawks take care of the Wolverines 41-20. Good running once again by Jake Fortell. Solid defense pretty much all night by the Warhawks. They had one slip up there early on, and it looked like they made some adjustments.
Yeah, I don't know. Other than that you know, that first, second play from scrimmage, I don't know if there was a weak spot tonight. Everybody played well. Brad Fleming played well, quarterback. Cole Rosendahl, receiving, played well. The offensive line did an excellent job of blocking. And then the cornerbacks covered well on defense. Just a well-executed game by the Warhawks.
Yes, that is one thing I commented on earlier. Everybody looked a little bit more comfortable this week for the Warhawks, and execution, as Ed said, that seemed to be a lot better this week. Following through on plays and completing drives and punching it in the end zone to get points on the board. So be sure to tune in next week as North Mahaska takes on Montezuma in New Sharon. For Ed, this is David Wilcox, and we are checking out for the evening. Have a good night.
You have a good trip at Iowa State tomorrow.
That's right. Go Cyclones.